Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of The Dopamine Declutter. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, the power of forgiveness. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of emotional baggage? You know that feeling when resentment or anger just hangs heavy, weighing you down? Well, I'm here to tell you, holding on to those feelings isn't serving you. It's time to unpack that backpack and learn how forgiveness can actually set you free. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, "Yeah, easy for you to say, Jake, hear me out." Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened or pretending it didn't hurt. It's about recognizing the power those past hurts have over you and choosing to release them. And trust me, that's a superpower. So, here are 5 key takeaways to unlock the power of forgiveness. Number 1. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Think of it like this. When you hold on to anger or resentment, you're basically holding on to a live wire. It keeps shocking your system, causing pain and negativity. Forgiveness is like cutting that wire, letting go of the energy that's hurting you. You are choosing peace over pain. Number 2. Forgiveness doesn't require reconciliation. You don't have to be friends with someone to forgive them. In fact, sometimes forgiveness is about setting healthy boundaries and moving on, even if it means distance. Think about it like this. You can choose to let go of the weight, even if the other person isn't willing to take responsibility for their actions. Number 3. Forgiveness takes time. Don't beat yourself up if you're not feeling instantly peaceful. It's a process, and it's okay to feel your feelings. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge the pain, and allow yourself the time and space to heal. Remember, healing isn't linear. There will be good days and bad days. Just keep moving forward, one step at a time. Number 4. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. Remember, forgiveness is about releasing the grip those past hurts have on you, not erasing them from your memory. It's important to learn from experiences, but holding on to the hurt only serves to prevent growth and learning. Number 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout this journey. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, including you. Holding on to anger and resentment is like punishing yourself for something that happened in the past. Forgive yourself, learn from your experiences, and move forward with grace and strength. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been harboring bitterness towards her ex-boyfriend for years after a painful breakup. She constantly thinks about the hurt he caused her, replaying those memories in her head like a broken record. This anger is affecting every aspect of her life, her relationships, her work, even her self-esteem. One day, Sarah decides to try something different. She starts journaling about her feelings, acknowledging the pain and allowing herself to grieve what was lost. Gradually, she begins to understand that holding on to this anger isn't serving her anymore. It's like a heavy weight dragging her down. She realizes that forgiveness isn't about condoning his actions, but about releasing the grip those actions have on her life. It's a journey, not a switch. She flips overnight, but with each step towards forgiveness, Sarah feels lighter, freer. The negativity starts to fade, replaced by a sense of peace and self-empowerment. She's finally able to move on and build a brighter future for herself. The power of forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings or forgetting hurts. It's about choosing to release the weight of the past and step into a more peaceful, empowered present. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, a chance to heal, grow, and create a life filled with joy and abundance. So take that first step today, unpack your emotional backpack, and let go of what's no longer serving you. Remember, forgiveness sets you free. Ready to dive deeper? Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing this message. And be sure to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform it helps others discover the power of the dopamine declutter. Join me tomorrow for another dose of inspiration and practical tips to declutter your life, one dopamine hit at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.